This is Mornings with Pat and Amy for Wednesday, May 13th, 2020. Good morning. Are we ready to reopen? Mark Hamill is done with Star Wars. John Krasinski got the whole office gang together, and it was awesome what they did for this couple. And what's your love language? As we discussed yesterday, we both took the test, so we'll reveal to you what we got. But first, a few headlines that are in the news today. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Pat. Here's what's reopening. The state will consist of four phases, with more businesses opening as a region advances through the process. So construction and manufacturing businesses can open in the first phase, as can agriculture, forestry, and fishing. Retail stores will be allowed to reopen for curbside pickup, which should be interesting.
Yeah.
The state will also allow certain low-risk activities such as landscaping and outdoor recreation, and drive-in movie theaters will be permitted to open after May 15th.
Okay. So there's a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Good. But I don't know. I just, like I said, we're going to talk about, are we ready to reopen? Because I'm pessimistic about the process. I don't want to be pessimistic about the process, but I'm pretty pessimistic about the process.
So we'll see. Okay. Democrats in the House presented a $3 trillion stimulus bill yesterday. It has a second round of direct payments to individuals of $1,200 per family member, up to $6,000 for a household. It extends the $600 per week federal unemployment benefits supplemental payment through January of 2021. Mm. It's due to end at the end of July. It also gives $175 billion to states to help renters and homeowners pay mortgages, rent, and other housing costs, and to avoid defaults. Republicans in the Senate are expected to reject it.
What happened to $2,000 per family member? We're talking about that yesterday. I guess they got all wimpy on us. Well, they probably had to get rid of it because we know that Republicans wouldn't approve that, right? Like, there's no world where they probably won't approve this either. And look, it's a lot of $3 trillion, not a lot of money. Don't we just make up money? I mean, I know I say that and people are like, no, you don't. There's all this stuff that has to do with the market. And that. No, it doesn't. We just make stuff up. We can just print money. We're America. We just do that.
Some students and parents in the state have started a petition calling for their school districts to reinstate in-person graduations later this year. The change.org petition is pushing for districts to give the class of 2020 at least one positive conclusion to the spring semester.
I get it, but no.
Yeah.
No, like, sorry, life's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not. And sometimes, you know, your senior year gets ruined by a coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Or gets ruined by the class before yours that went on a senior trip and messed it up for your class so you couldn't go on a senior trip.
And you're still not bitter about it. How long?
No,
20 years after?
You know, I'm not doing the math on that, Amy. I'm not doing the math on that.
20 years.
Shut up. Are we ready to reopen? Because allegedly by Friday, we could be reopened. The Finger Lakes is ready to reopen. They've met all the markers. Central New York, well, we're a couple short, but they're thinking we're going to do it. Western New York, no. Hudson Valley's good. North Country, no, not yet. But do you feel like we're ready for all this? Because here's my thing. So
here's my thing.
I go to like Walmart. Of course I go to Walmart, but I've seen it in Target too. And you'll see like one person who's got their shirt over their face, not a mask. It's not exactly what we were going for here.
Right.
And then you'll see the person with the mask around their nose. And then you'll see the person who has no mask and then coughs as they walk by you, which has happened to me twice during this whole thing. And I just want to lose my mind on them. I don't feel, Amy, like we are ready to reopen yet.
I would have to agree with you. As much as I hate it, I would have to agree, because what's going to end up happening is if everything just opens, it's going to be a floodgate and it's going to be bad.
Like, don't you feel like a second wave, I mean, of this is going to come, because just everyone
probably.
Is going to be a free for all.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that things are opening slowly, like retail places aren't opening for this reason, I think, because I think if they open the mall, oh my God.
Oh God.
Can you imagine if they open the mall on Friday?
Ugh.
Which you're not going to do. And don't get me wrong,
no.
I miss the mall badly. I never thought I'd miss the mall. I miss the mall. I miss walking around, going to see a movie, yeah. doing nothing people in particular. Watching. People watching is the oh my god!
Pretzel from Auntie Anne's.
Those pretzels are magical. I don't know what they put in. Probably heroin.
They are. But,
That's the thing. They're incredible. I miss it. I miss Cheesecake Factory, yeah. and I miss, you know, the nerd store. Like I miss simple things like that. I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. But I really don't want coronavirus, and I really don't want Grandma Betty over there to die, who's, you know, she's old, but she's taking good care of herself and has no health problems other than she's old. I don't want her to die, and I don't want kids who are developing, have you seen this? Kids are developing this, it's coronavirus, but it's like a different respiratory ailment that they've come up with from getting coronavirus, right? And it's starting to gain traction. So, right. Good. And then there was a report that I read yesterday about how coronavirus may be mutating, have begun to mutate, and so any vaccine they come up with might not be effective.
Oh my God, Dustin Hoffman, where are you? This is outbreak. This is happening. It's the carrier monkey all over again.
I just want Renee Russo to be my doctor. That's all.
Oh, I love her.
I love her. I don't feel like we're responsible enough. And I don't want to be negative, because I want to believe that we are all going to be like, okay, we're gonna stay 6 feet apart, we're gonna wear the masks, we're gonna shun the non-believers over there and just walk away from them and ignore them and not get into a spitting match with them, literally, because that would give us coronavirus, and it's gonna be fine, and maybe we can live in a world where, I don't know, maybe we all follow the rules and by July this is over.
No, but it's not, because people don't follow the rules.
And they really don't, like. Every place, no. They don't follow it now. Why are they going to follow it when they can go to more places?
That is correct. And I have to say, this is an actual thing. I can't remember where I saw it or heard it, but that the shaming of somebody when they're not wearing a mask or not wearing it correctly. Oh, I am fully judging those people.
Oh, absolutely.
Fully judging them.
But you don't want to say anything, because you don't want to get in a fight and touch each other.
Yeah, right.
Right? Like, that doesn't work.
The non-confrontational side of me cringes at the thought, so I just like to give him the hairy eyeball.
And the confrontational side of me several times has done the smart thing and shut up, but I am that guy. I'm that guy who usually would be at Walmart or Wegmans or Target, and I'd be like, hey, where's your mask, dummy? Go get a mask. Go buy a shirt and put it over your face now. What's wrong with you?
There's something about Walmart that just brings out the worst in people, because the only time that I've ever gotten into a verbal confrontation with somebody I don't know was at Walmart.
Yeah, it tends
in
to be that way.
In line for returning something, no less.
It sucks because I really like Walmart. They have a lot of cheap stuff. Like, they really do. But people are weird there sometimes. Not all the time. Yeah. It's mostly good, but there's always like a cut. There's just like one weird dude or couple just wandering around, just doing weird stuff and getting in your business and coughing in your face. And like, remember that stole the story? I was in Walmart and that woman's walking down the aisle on her phone, and she literally got an inch from my face. And I'm like, what are you? I don't care where it could be, non-quarantine. What are you doing?
Bubble. Yeah.
Like, personal space. What's wrong with you? And it is. It always ends up being Walmart, and I don't know why that is.
You know, it's interesting, in other countries, specifically I've heard that in Germany, when you'd be queuing up, not lining up, but queuing up.
Yeah.
You had to stand like with your chest practically touching the person in front of you, because if you didn't, somebody would step in between you.
Really?
Because, yeah, like, you got to fill every space, apparently. I wonder how Germany's doing.
I'm just curious. I heard that they're close to a vaccine, and they've actually done really well during all this. So that's a thing. Yeah, they're not big on personal space.
Interesting. No, but I just think that's interesting. Like, here, like, it is a thing. Do you keep? It's weird to be closer than an arm's length with somebody you don't know.
Right, right. You know what they call a line of people in Germany that's really close to each other?
Oh God, I don't know.
Leinkuhstechnik. No, that's just
that could have gone to a really, really dark place. That's why I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to know.
Touch my monkey. Touch it! Quick TV and movie news. Screen Rant says another Tiger King-like episode is coming to Netflix. The true crime documentary will go beyond Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin's feud. It will include new episodes featuring Siegfried and Roy.
That's a really interesting twist on that.
Yeah. Of course,
it should be in that.
Roy just died. Siegfried has his ashes.
Did one of them get like an arm chewed off or something? Yeah. Not chewed off.
Well, one of them got seriously injured. I don't remember which one it was. Roy died of, not from tiger attacks, but from coronavirus.
Were they married?
I don't know. I don't really know. I don't know much about them. I was never into it. I know their names. I know they do circus tiger things and they're like in Vegas or something, right? That's what they do?
Yeah.
Not really. I've never been to Vegas, so I've never seen them. I've never seen their road show. I know what Penn and Teller does. That interests me.
But, oh, yeah.
But Siegfried and Roy, I don't know. No particular reason. I just was never terribly into it. Speaking of Tiger King, TMZ says Carol Baskin and her husband Howard now have their own trading cards.
Oh, God.
A single pack costs $8. A pack of 50 will cost you $200.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't really know why they have trading. I guess it's to support the cat rescue that they do, but I digress. Mark Hamill tells Entertainment Weekly that he is done with Star Wars movies completely. He said, quote, "I had a beginning, a middle, and an end. Those films gave me far more than I ever expected. My farewell was in Episode 9, the very last one that we just had that came out. There are still so many stories to tell and so many great actors to tell them. They don't need me." So, he's done. Are you okay?
I Googled Sigmund. Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah.
Did you know that Roy died from complications from COVID?
Yeah, he died of coronavirus.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
They were former lovers, lifelong friends.
And yes, and Siegfried has his ashes.
Apparently they rarely talked about their relationship or about their sexuality publicly. So I guess that question of, well, when I Googled it, the first thing that popped up was Siegfried and Roy married.
Yeah.
So I guess people were wondering.
I did read that Roy woke up from a coma that he was in from COVID-19, waved to Siegfried, and then passed away shortly after.
Oh, that's so sad.
So that'll break your heart. I know. There's no way to end Hollywood happenings. Sorry. I want to end on a positive note, and I have no idea how to end on a positive note here. Like it's so sad that's the way that, you know, he went. And I'm just like,
yeah.
Meh, meh. Tiger King, Carol Baskin. There, that's better. Do the Carol Baskin rap.
That's how you want me to end it?
Yeah.
Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
Killed her husband, whacked him.
Whacked him.
Can't convince me that it didn't happen.
Happened. The good news is Disney has come out with face masks featuring Mickey, Elsa, Anna, Baby Yoda, and dozens more, which is really good news because if you need to put one of these things on your kid, good luck. But if the Baby Yoda's on it, maybe you have a chance, right? They sell them in packs of four. They're $19.99 and are available at shopdisney.com if you want to splurge on those.
Well,
of course, it's Disney. That's what they do.
I
know. I was hoping it would be tied to a charity. I didn't see a charity tied to that, but whatever. I know.
Disney's like, we are the charity. Keep giving us your money.
Pretty much. And we will, let's be honest.
Exactly. I'm a huge Disney fan.
A bar in New Hampshire, known for letting customers place dollar bills on their walls and ceilings like some places do. You ever been to a bar like that? I love those places. Mm-hmm. They removed the money and they've given it to their employees.
I heard that.
Yeah. The owner of the goat, Al Fleury, says he collected $18,001. Popular place. Because they've been doing that since 2014. It's only been 6 years and there's $18,000 on the wall. He had to lay off a bunch of the staff because, you know, they have the quarantine and that sort of thing. But at least they're going to get a little bit of a stimulus here from their former employer.
So, speaking of good news, I don't know if you've seen John Krasinski's at-home web series called Some Good News,
yes.
A.K.A. SGN, and the entire show is just all good news. It's amazing. Wow, I watched one last night and it was incredible. He interviewed a couple that had reenacted the proposal between Jim and Pam.
Oh, at the gas station?
Yes.
Cool. All right, that's neat.
And he actually said when he proposed, you know, just like Jim, I can't wait any longer. And so Jim's interviewing them and he goes, I really appreciate that you guys invited me to your wedding, whenever that happens. He goes, But honestly, I only want to come if we do it right now. And they kind of just, they're like, what? Mm-hmm. He goes, as a matter of fact, and he holds up a little certificate, and he had gotten ordained online. He goes, I know you can't have a wedding without your parents. So in this Zoom call, oh, there's the bride's parents. There's the groom's parents. He goes, oh, you can't have a wedding without your best man and without your maid of honor. Their best friends are on another Zoom call. And then he goes, you know, Patricia, I realize that you'd be the maid of honor usually, but instead we're going to have one of my very close friends, Jenna Fisher. She's going to be wow. your maid of honor.
Wow.
So he marries them, and then he slams a speaker down on the table, plays the Chris Brown song from The Office.
From the wedding. Yeah.
Yeah, from the wedding. And every single cast member from The Office is dancing and doing the moves
from
the show on the Zoom call. It was incredible. And I almost forgot, Zac Brown was there as well and wrote a song specifically for the wedding ceremony.
Oh my God.
Right? Now that's some good news.
That's amazing news. Holy yes. crap. Well, I'm just gonna step back after that. I mean, I didn't do nothing compared to that. That's awesome.
I knew I loved John Krasinski for a reason, and this just solidifies it.
I love him, too. I wanted him to be Batman. I thought he would have been a good Batman.
Okay. I mean...
And my boyfriend.
Okay. Get in line.
So yesterday you asked me to take the 5 love languages quiz.
Yes.
So the 5 love languages are what exactly? For those who don't know,
they are what speaks to you, what gets to you for your love language. So words of affirmation. So somebody, you know, using words to affirm you, quality time, acts of service, physical touch, or receiving gifts.
Okay.
So there's, I mean, they've managed to break it down to 5.
Sure.
5 smaller categories.
So I took the quiz.
Mm-hmm.
I have my results.
And
I figured I'd share them with you and see. And I feel like I'm going to be very judged, which is fine.
No, I think you should have your wife take it, too, just to see how you guys match up.
She'll probably think it's stupid and probably not do it. But this is part of the reason I love
like,
her.
It's for science, honey.
I know. Right. So they do it on percentage of what's important to you. Right.
Right.
So 32%. This was the most important thing for me. I feel bad for this, though. I feel
Why?
Scummy for this, but 32% words of affirmation are the most important thing to me in a relationship.
That's not the most. That's not a bad thing.
That means I always have to be like pet, like I'm a dog. Who's a good boy? Who did a good thing?
Boy.
Who's a good boy? You're a good boy. Are you a boy? Yes, you're a boy. You're a big boy. Like I feel like that. Like. But I guess it's true.
Well, you know, men can be like dogs, I suppose.
We kind of are. And I want affirmation that what I'm doing is right, that what I'm doing is good. I like that. I wish I wasn't so vain, I guess.
Okay. So words of affirmation were your highest. What was your second highest?
And very close. It was 29%, 32 to 29, 29% physical touch.
Okay.
Physical touch, very important to me. That's always been very important to me. I don't need to wear someone's skin. I don't need to be around them. Like, because the next one is a tie between quality time and acts of service, 16% each. And it's a big drop off. Because I don't have to spend a lot of time with who I'm with. I want the time to count. And I'm a hugger. I just have always been a hugger. And
yeah.
I was in a relationship once where the woman is with, I thought I was in love with her, but she wasn't big on touch. She wasn't big on making me feel comfortable. Whereas Jessie, she like can scratch my back and I will pass out in 2 seconds. Like it's she just has, there's a touch. Her hands are magical to me. You know what I mean? Like, and not in a creepy way, like in a warm and loving way and in a creepy way. But yeah, that's physical touch is very important to me because that's the difference between being friends and, you know, being husband and wife or being boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever it may be. That's the difference between love and just hanging out is physical touch to me. 16% quality of time, 16% acts of service. Those are, I like when she does things for myself, but I feel guilty when she does things for me. What I like when she does things for me, but I feel guilty okay. when she does. Because I grew up with a mom who was always like, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's do, let's do, let's do. And mm-hmm. I always felt like I had to do, and I'm not blaming her for this. She was a great mom. It's just, that's kind of just the dynamic. And so whenever, right. like if my wife gets up to do dishes, I freak out. I'm like, oh, she's mad at me. I got to get up and do dishes. She'll be mad at me if I don't come in there and help. She's probably mad at me now. And if she'll, you know how you'll get frustrated, be like, what? She'll be like, why are there knives in the sink? Because she doesn't like when you put knives in the sink. She's like, why right. are there sharp knives in the sink? And I'm like, oh God, she's so mad at me now. And I get like literally stressed. So I'd rather just do it myself. And right. and the very last thing, 6% receiving gifts. I don't really care about gifts. I like gifts, but I don't care.
Now, you know what's funny about this, taking this quiz? I think it's important to take it every few years because I know for a fact that the first time I took it, my top result was receiving gifts. That's not the case for me anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, so what was
I
yours?
Actually assume, okay, so for me, 30% for me was acts of service.
Oh, okay. Someone
so
doing
for example,
things for you.
Like can vacuuming the floors really be an expression of love? Absolutely. So it's basically anything that someone can do to ease the burden of responsibilities. So that speaks volumes. So the stuff that I love to hear is, you know, let me do that for you. Mm-hmm. Or so like broken commitments, making more work for me, like that just gets to me. So that's the highest one for me. Second one down then is receiving gifts.
Ah, okay.
at 27%. But for me, it's the reason why I think that's important is not so much about the stuff itself, but the fact that your partner or friend or whoever is putting the time and thought into giving something to you, whether it be something as simple as a card, whether it's something like a handwritten note. It just shows that you took time and you thought something out because you were thinking of the other person. Mm-hmm. And then from then on, it goes, you know, 20% physical touch, quality time is 17%, and words of affirmation is 7%. Maybe because I'm like, put your money where your mouth is, kind of actions speak louder than words type of person.
Gotcha.
Go ahead. Tell me I'm pretty, but really I just would rather have you feed me tacos.
And I get it. And and that's why I feel like just crap, because it's like I have to be told, because I'm so self-conscious. I'm like a chihuahua. And my whole life has been like that. I'm always worried that people are mad at me. I'm always worried about disappointing people. I'm always worried about not mm-hmm. being enough for people. It is just a never-ending cycle for me. And I hate that, but I need it. And, you know, that's the thing. It doesn't take much to like be like, oh, thanks. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
hey,
right?
good job.
Yeah.
Huh, thanks.
I mean, and now that's not to say that I don't enjoy words of affirmation myself, but there are other things like, you know, pick your crap up off the floor. Mm. I would appreciate that a lot more.
Gotcha.
Don't sit there and watch me run around like a chicken with my head cut off.
Right.
Like, help me. Get mm-hmm. up and help me.
Get off your bum. I get
that's
that.
Right.
I get, well, yeah. especially being a mom. I mean, because moms do mm-hmm. a lot of stuff commonly. And
yep.
and guys, just by default, we are always on our own clock, and I am guilty of that. I don't want to get up now. That's my number one complaint, is I have to get up. I don't want to get up. I'll get up
right.
eventually on my time, but like I don't want to get up on anybody else's time. But I want to be told that that's fine.
So if you want to take the quiz yourself, it's just like the number 5. And then lovelanguages.com. And there's a couple of different quizzes that you can take. Apparently, there's one for teenagers, which is interesting.
Hmm.
So
let's take that one next. See what happens.
Well, maybe you should.
Guys don't really ever mature past the age of about 14, I always say. We really
that
don't.
That is correct.
Yeah. Amy, what'd you learn today?
That Disney has found another way to make money off of us and has created masks with Disney characters on them, mm-hmm. hopefully to make our lives more simple when you're trying to strap them to your child's face.
Yes. Yes, that would be good. Yes. I learned that I'm a vain person who needs to be told I'm a good boy every single day because I took the 5 love languages test. And you don't care about any of that. You just want someone to get off their butt and do something for you. So,
yep, basically.
I'm going to go ahead and post this podcast for us. How's that sound?
I appreciate you so much. You are doing an outstanding job.
Yes.
I am
yes.
so glad that we are doing this together. I think that we are a great team, and you, my friend, are awesome.
I feel so much better now. I feel so much better now. That's great.
Once you know somebody's love language, it makes all the difference.
This is gonna
make our friendship that much better.
I'm gonna send you a card next.
Yay! You don't like cards, but I appreciate that because I know you don't like cards.
I hate cards.
But because I appreciate it, you'll send it.
Maybe.
But see, this is what I'm talking about. This is why the entire world should go to therapy too. Like,
it's true.
Take the 5 love languages quiz. Everybody go to therapy. Can't we all just hug it out? Well, from 6 feet apart.
Yeah, we can't
currently.
Really. Right, right.
You get it.
We'll jazz hands it out. Jazz hands.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Fussy.
Thanks for listening to the show today, Jazz Hands. We will see you tomorrow morning. Listen to us at 315live.com and the 315live app. 6 and 8 every single morning is when we stream. And then you can also listen on demand, of course, at 315live.com and anywhere you get podcasts. Thanks to Rockbox Recording. Thanks to 315 Brand. We out. See you tomorrow. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.